everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Fregimenti. I'm going to tell you everything that's going on this week here at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. It is Thanksgiving week. Means a slightly smaller slate of shows, but really fun shows. Zach Martina is our weekend headliner. I interviewed Zach just a couple of minutes ago, and we'll let you hear that here in a second. Fun talk about Thanksgiving, the Detroit Lions, and more. Anyway, here's our slate this week. We're going to start out on Wednesday night, the 26th, with the Night Before Thanksgiving comedy special. If you listen to the show last week, I had TJ Warion. He's the headliner of that show. But it is a showcase, a bunch of different comedians, including Genevieve Clinton, Marcus Olind, and more. It's going to be a great show. Wednesday night, November 26th at 7:30 p.m. will be your Night Before Thanksgiving special with TJ Warry and friends. Again, listen to TJ last week. He's one of my favorite dudes. I love talking to TJ. And he feels he's not good on interviews, but if you listen last week, you know he is. He's so funny. And then, of course, we're off for Thanksgiving. Enjoy Thanksgiving with your families, folks. And on Friday the 28th, Zach Martina comes in. He's got two shows on that Friday, 7:15 and 9:45. And 7 p.m. and 9:30 are the show times on Saturday, November 29th. So four chances to catch Zach. And I believe Marcus Olind and Genevieve Clinton will be the openers for those shows as well. So a couple chances to see Genevieve and Marcus while they're in town from Austin, Texas. Original Detroiters doing well in Austin. But Zach Martina is the man. He's the headliner this week. Let's give you a little bit of what we heard from Zach here in this interview. A couple things, some bullet points. We talk a lot about his new YouTube comedy special. If you remember when he was here on the show last, he was saying, this is the dry run for the special. And he did the special a couple of weeks later, and it came out real good. We'll talk a lot about that. He'll tell you what his Thanksgiving plans are. Zach does some of the cooking for his family Thanksgiving. It was interesting. You can tell he's a real passionate dude about his Thanksgiving dinner. And you'll hear about that. We talk some Lions football after what happened yesterday, the big win over the Giants in overtime. And we'll tell you what it's like to be a Lions fan on Thanksgiving. Does Zach do holiday shopping? Or does he not care? You'll find out here. What's the state of his Christmas decorations? Are they up or not? Place your bets now. You'll find out what happens on the show. We also find out what happens when maybe you don't get the recording you wanted at the comedy club. Maybe you didn't roll tickets that night. Maybe there was Maybe you didn't roll footage that night. You were gonna. Maybe something happened technically with your camera, with your recorder. Something happened, and you didn't get the thing you wanted. That happens. I think I cursed myself because my stuff went, my SD card that I record to on my recorder here decided to fill up during this interview. But, you know, I didn't lose anything because I record on a PC as well as my Rodecaster recorder mixer job. And I did not lose anything. It's all there. The full Zach Martina interview sounded nice for you right here, right now. Let's go to Zach Martina. We'll talk a little bit after that. All right, here's Zach. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line today, our Thanksgiving weekend headliner, Zach Martina. How you doing, Zach?
Joe, what's up, buddy?
Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you.
It's always great having you at the club. The last time we saw you and we talked on this show and you came in for the weekend, you were like, this is sort of the dress rehearsal for the special taping. It's coming up. This is the set. We're doing it. And now you've done the special. I was watching it today. It's terrific. It's in the
can.
Thank you. How do you feel at the end of that road of it all coming to fruition?
I feel good. Yeah. I feel good about it. Good. Because it's something I don't have to worry about anymore. You know, like it's out of my hands, and there's literally nothing else I can do except take it down. And there's no need to do that at the moment. So
no, because people like it. I never do this. And I do this out of respect for people I interview because I'm always watching the latest special. That's my thing. I like to do that, get up to speed on what people are talking about. And I go, I'm never going to read the comments because I don't want that to cloud, even though the knuckleheads on YouTube comments. But I go, you know what? This is great. I want to know, am I thinking this is better than it is because Zach's my friend and I've seen him work this stuff out in live? And I read it, and it is the most civil, lovely YouTube comments on anything I've ever seen.
Well, that's
everybody that's very likes it. Nice. You are in there. You're thanking people and engaging with these people. Very nice.
Name of the game, man. You gotta engage. It's like when someone takes time to post happy birthday on your wall for Facebook. It's like the least you can do is go and say thank you.
You do. You know? Yeah.
And then if anyone ever says anything negative, I just hit him with a shrug emoji. And then that's easy.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe YouTube doesn't show me negative stuff, but I didn't see a lot. And again, like I said, it's a great special.
The feedback was really positive. And I was super, super flattered by it. Like the night of the taping, I was like, this is crazy. It went well to the point where people were clapping so much that I was like, this seems fake. This is not gonna play well. But the producers, two buffoons, they did a wonderful job and calmed me down and put something great together.
Yeah, they really did. And it looks terrific. It's like $1 million. You look great. That whole the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Did they
threw a curtain over the backdrop. They threw a curtain up and then did some up lighting. So yeah, it's not the showcase everybody usually recognizes unless you're looking at the crowd.
Yeah, but they did a great job and the people are, you know, Ann Arbor, they're sitting right there. That's what that club is known for more than some of them. Is that
for sure?
That,
yeah, they're right up on you, especially in Michigan.
Yeah, it's they did a great job. It was terrific. And I had heard from somebody before I watched that was there live that said how good the special was.
Well, that's very nice.
And I go, okay, you were there. You're Zach's friend. I get that. I'll be I'll be the judge of that.
Well, I'm glad that it seems like you're giving me a stay of execution.
No, dude, I wouldn't try. Listen, I don't. But, you know, I see specials that are made poorly. I see specials that, you know, just don't look like, you know, like if you didn't know the comic, you would actually sit down and watch that thing. And none of that is true of yours. It's so good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you saying that. I figured, you know, it'll be, I think, 15 years this June that I've been doing stand-up. And a lot of that stuff is, you know, some of it was a couple weeks old and some of it was 15 years old. It was just putting the narrative together. So I wanted to make sure that there was some sort of document of it. Right. And it wasn't just trash before. Because, like, I love that stuff, but I don't want to do it forever.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, that's what my next question was. Well, now that is done, and this goalpost has been met, does it become like, well, you're going to have this new bank of material for 15 years, or do you feel like, hey, I can do stuff now, people might expect a new thing every time I come around, and get into that sort of thing about, hey, it's fresh every time?
I don't think it's that. It's not going to be 15 years. That's for sure. But I don't think that I am going to like try and do something every year. When whatever's ready is ready, I'll know it's ready.
Yeah.
There's certainly not like I'm not selling out any place yet. So anyone that's expecting to see something new is
right.
As naive as a child who believes in Easter Bunny. But no, I mean, I've got a lot of new stuff that I'm working out. It's clearly not as razor sharp as the stuff on the special, but it's stuff that I am excited about and is super fun. And I mean, I've been working on it now for, it's been almost 8 months, and it's fun. I'm excited to do it this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're excited to see it. It should be a fun weekend. It's just Friday, Saturday, two shows each night, people, if you want your tickets. Come on out.
But it's what better way to just let your food digest, you know? Come on, sit down and just watch. The only walking you're doing is to and from the car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun weekend. We have a holiday. The city of Royal Oak has a holiday themed activities right outside the club every night.
Oh, great.
But yeah, so it's like you can come, you can go hang out before, do all of that, come to the club. Yeah, they got music. They got ice skating. They've got some holiday market activities over there. Really nice.
Royal Oak does it right.
Yeah. And then we got you. Should be a fun
show. Yeah.
Yeah. And this, so does, let's talk about Thanksgiving itself, the holiday.
Okay.
I want to know how you guys do it. Do you travel? Do you host Thanksgiving yourself?
So every year we go over to my brother and sister-in-law's, Emily's sister. Okay. And, there's just a whole bunch of people that go over there. My brother-in-law and I deep fry a turkey.
Oh, all right.
And then everybody's kind of responsible for it. Yeah.
You can burn the house down. So the man.
Yeah, it's super fun. We've been doing it now for 3 years and nice. Slowly but surely it's getting better. But yeah. We do that. And then he also roasts a turkey. So there's two turkeys.
Yeah.
And then I do mashed potatoes. My wife does green bean casserole and cranberries. Mm. And then my sister-in-law does the stuffing where my mother-in-law brings over the dessert. It's just a whole bunch. It's just a big potluck.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Well, that's nice. And I think the most important thing for me, this is my opinion, and I'd like to hear yours, but you hit on it here, is the gravy is super important.
Absolutely.
Because even if the mashed potatoes aren't great, the gravy can help everything. If the turkey's a little dry, the gravy helps it. If you have bad gravy, you don't have a very good Thanksgiving dinner, in my opinion.
If you have bad gravy, you might as well have no gravy.
Yeah.
Because then it's really empty calories.
Yeah.
You know, why am I wasting my daily nutritional value on this that tastes like trash? Our gravy's pretty good.
Yeah.
I gotta say that I'm pretty proud of my mashed potatoes.
Yeah, okay. What's the technique?
I mean, I like to go, there's a few things that I do, but the thing that I think makes the biggest difference is I make my own, like a variation of a salt, like a rosemary salt.
Okay.
And then I also rice the potatoes rather than mash them. So there are no lumps.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. My mom was big. Yeah. My mom taught me the way my mom made them. And if I was, had my druthers and fresh potatoes, add a little milk and get the hand mixer out. That was how she did it. Yeah, big.
That'll definitely do it.
Yeah, that's how she did it. So I grew up with it, but I enjoy all potatoes. That's kind of my thing on Thanksgiving is the mashed potatoes.
I am with you. Like that has been the thing that I've enjoyed the longest. Now, as the years have gone by, sure, become a big fan of all of the other things, but the longest, and I think that's most people. Mashed potatoes is a pretty easy thing to swallow. And it's really, you know, with that gravy that you're talking about, it is a gateway into all the other things because you can put the gravy on the stuffing. Mm-hmm. You can put the gravy on the turkey. And sometimes Emily and I will get leftovers and we'll make Thanksgiving egg rolls where we'll make some turkey in there, some mashed potatoes in there, some green bean casserole in there, and then you choose if you want to dip it into cranberry or gravy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a fun day.
So here's my thing on stuff. Look, people do stuffing different too. That's another one where you can really swing that stuffing in a way that I don't like it.
I mean, if you're talking about putting fruit in it, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I don't want raisins in it. And I love raisins. I just don't want raisins in that. It screws up the texture.
I don't like mixing sweet and savory. That's not for me. Sweets after.
Yeah. I think it's just kind of a mushy, semi-soft, you know, it can be too soft. It's got to have a little bit of a bread texture to it. But yeah,
that's the thing with potatoes too. When you mix the dairy, they can get a little too,
they can get runny. Yeah.
They can get a little bit runny, which is, you know, a risk you run when you are ricing the potatoes. You got the measurements of the dairy really make a difference because you want to be able to feel it in your mouth, Joel.
Yeah. No, I'm this is, by the way, this conversation made me so goddamn hungry right now.
It's close.
It is close. We are only a few days away. So it's as we record this here with Zach. So, all right. And then other Thanksgiving traditions, I take it the Lions game is on while this is all happening. Yeah.
Always. And, it's cool. It's been really cool the past few years. I think like the past, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, we played Buffalo and we weren't supposed to be good, but we came down to like a field goal and just barely lost it. And like all 25 of everybody that was over there, like including the young kids, were just around the TV and into it. And it was the first time I've ever experienced like a full family completely zoned in cheering. It was awesome. It's been a lot easier when they're winning. Let's put it that way.
And I think the Lions this year, here's my thing with Lions is some people say, well, the Lions, you know, they get their ass beat on Thanksgiving or whatever. But I think if you're a kid, you got to get in there and appreciate, you got to take some L's as a kid fan, football fan. Because I think you can't appreciate the Lions when they're good if you haven't watched them suck, at least on some level.
I agree.
Yeah.
But only because it's justifying my entire childhood.
Yeah, exactly.
But nowadays, like, I don't know. I would never want to wish, not a Thanksgiving. Here's the thing. I don't want the Lions to lose particularly, I mean, ever, but particularly on Thanksgiving because I am, like, the biggest Lions fan in my family, and everybody knows it. So if they go down on Thanksgiving in front of the whole family, I got to hear all about how they're like, you sure they got it? You sure they're good? And then it goes into this whole litigation, and I'm defending Dan Campbell and his fourth down calls. And it's like, oh, you hate it when it doesn't work, but you love it when it works. And it's just, I don't want to have that conversation. I just want them to win, and I want to enjoy my pecan pie.
Yeah, well, I know we were at a restaurant for a party yesterday with family, and the Lions game was on, and one person in the family, who I won't name here, was just so negative. And granted, the Lions looked like they were losing that game, right?
Yesterday was rough,
but it was just like, they're just gonna lose. This is just, why do we even have this on? Let's turn this off. Come on, they suck. Let's go. And was like, well, and I was sort of sitting there going, well, I'll enjoy, even if they lose, I've enjoyed watching it. It's not like, you know,
they're and that's a testament to Dan Campbell. He said when he got here, because, you know, you always watch those press conferences now, thanks to social media, you get to see him in the locker room. And he said, good teams find a way to win. And they found a way.
But I, you know, even if they lose, it's still interesting to me. It's still interesting. Why did they lose? How did they lose? Who lost? Who needs to get a bus ticket out of town? Who, you know, that's what I'm watching for. Even in a loss, there's still interesting stuff.
It gives me something to talk about for the next week.
Absolutely.
It's a different thing rather than being like, oh my gosh, can you believe how good Jameer Gibbs is? Like,
he was
like, I don't know. We got to figure out how to get this line. He's so good.
That was incredible yesterday. That was a heck of a win. And we'll see if we get to bask in that for a couple days and keep the train
honestly,
rolling.
That win came on the back of Jameer Gibbs. He willed it to happen. Absolutely. But enough about the Lions. I can go on.
Let's move on. All right, let's move on. The other Thanksgiving tradition, I don't know if you engage with this, the holiday shopping, is that your thing?
No.
No.
No. I don't like that. And bless Emily's heart. She gets started in, I think she's done with all of her holiday shopping.
Okay, that's awesome.
And I think she has been done for like a month and a half. People, I mean, it is Mad Max Fury Road out there the day after, like Thanksgiving through Christmas.
Yeah.
People are crazy. And we get to just kind of chill out because Emily is so, like, she's in Christmas mode all year long. Like, oh, they're going to like that. Oh, they're going to like that. And then it comes time to start thinking about the holiday plans. And she's like, oh, I already got them checked off. I got them checked off. I got them checked off. So it's, I don't know what I would do without her.
That's
great. I know what I would do without her, but I'll tell you, and it would be, people would be getting gifts.
Because people will get up, from the Thanksgiving dinner table and or have dessert anyway, and then go, let's hit the shops right now. We're going.
That's We're insane off. To me because it's such a huge gluttonous meal. Like, you're already
people
lethargic.
Love it. I did that exactly once. I literally went after Thanksgiving with my family. And I think it took me over an hour and a half to check out.
Yeah, that tracks. An hour and a half to check out. And
not an hour and a half to check out.
You feel like you have to watch your cart, like you're constantly on surveillance. You know, like that's the last time you would ever leave it by yourself.
Oh, it was a mayhem. I don't do that anymore, but I did it once. I think I wanted the bargain for whatever. I think it was buying clothes at the time. I think that was.
I feel like there's only one day a year that I really like Jeff Bezos, and it's the day after Thanksgiving, you know, because I could just sit at home.
All right. Well, Christmas decorations, are those up yet, or is that a thing, a Thanksgiving weekend thing?
They are up, but not completely. The tree is up, and there are very, very sparse decorations on it, but we have not decorated it yet. But like the outdoor stuff is up. We don't go crazy.
Yeah.
My wife and kids love it. I could, you know, my house could be dark. I don't care. I don't care.
That's cool. Well, that's good. But you know, sometimes it's the husband's job to go string them lights and
no. Not here. Not here. I'll help.
You'll hold the ladder.
I will help, and I will do what needs to be done, but I'm not going to take the initiative to get it done.
That's
definitely not happening.
That's nice.
We got these lights too in our backyard and our front yard that are like solar. It's like outdoor lighting solar, and you can just change the colors. So
there you go. Fine. Well, that's super easy. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Leave those things up all year. Who cares?
Usually, blue and white, or red, white, and blue for the Pistons because they're ripping right now.
Yeah, there you go, Pistons. Yeah, man, great, fun time to be in Detroit. I think right now, or the area, however you want to say it, with the sports team.
It's sports are.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great time to be a fan, and you never thought you'd be saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Who knew? I mean, Tigers did well this year again. And the Pistons look good. How are the Wings doing? Too soon?
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
They're really hot, and then they're really cold.
It's a thing I don't see a lot of anymore. Red Wings games, but oh well.
And that was the and that was the thing when the Lions were really bad in the 90s and early 2000s. The Wings were getting it done.
Wings were awesome. Yeah. Oh. Wings were great. All right. So comedy 2025 comes to an end. What's the next step for you? You did the special, you're touring, you're doing that stuff. New places you want to go? Any avenues of things that you haven't pursued yet in your career that you want to do? Cruise ships, anything like that?
Cruise ships would have to be very like, they don't need, no, I don't think cruise ships are for me. I don't think that's going to happen.
Really for you, really.
Only because they want you to do like that 30 minute, hey, do G. So that's not for me. I'm trying to get more into the social media thing because it's just a necessary evil. Sure. And I'm trying to learn like the whole audio visual aspect of it.
Yeah, there you go.
And,
yeah.
And we put up quality content. And
yeah. Who were you taping recently at the club? Because you had the nice gear.
Oh, thank you. I was taping Landau.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sent him that and I'm trying to figure out all the, you know, figure out how to get the hums out and the, and all that stuff.
Yeah. I go through that too. So
I think if you are putting up something that I'm never worried at this point, I'm never worried about the quality of the content. Mm. I'm confident in what I'm doing or what I think. I'm like, oh, I should cut this up. This is good. This should go up.
Yeah.
But I am more so concerned about the production quality of the content because you put up even something slightly grainy, they are going to,
Well, I've been watching Landau's clips. Those are going up, and they're really good from that weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, he did great. So
yeah, some of that crowd work. I mean, he had the teachers in the front row. That one show was wild.
Yeah, it's crazy how things like that work out.
Yeah.
When you're at the show all of a sudden, and then everybody gets that one of a kind experience.
Yeah. Well, then it's always the guys who, you know, they send the camera guy home for the late show, and then something amazing happens, and then it's like, oh god.
That actually happened to me last weekend. I had one of the craziest things ever I've had on stage. Is I was doing a joke about funerals. This guy said, I love funerals, can't wait to die. And I was like, you can't wait to die, why? And then he's like, yeah, I told my girlfriend exactly what I want to happen at my funeral. And I was like, okay, what is that? And she goes, or he goes, I want her to, she's agreed to this. Mm. I want her to stand over my casket while all of my friends and family are watching and just pee on it in front of everybody. And I don't know what had happened, but like 5 minutes before the power cord on my camera had regulated or surged or something. So the thing shut off and I was like, great, I have audio of this, but no video. This is, no. But like, that was wild. She's gonna pee on front of my in front of my whole family on top of my casket, and everybody's just gonna watch it.
Oh man, there you go.
You never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's the thing. You see that, and then you see guys, and I'll see the guy. We had a guy in there recently, and he had the best camera crew. Well, it was just him. More gear for one guy than I've ever seen.
Who was it?
I don't know. I can get the guy's name probably.
The headliner?
Yeah. It was the head. But he hired a guy.
Bill reached out to me about Josh Wolf.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever Josh hired, I've never seen more gear. It was insane.
Yeah. I mean, at one point I'd like to get a second and third camera and really do it up, but I don't need it right now.
He had three Canon SLRs or mirrorless, whatever, but he had Canons, and then he had two, who makes the good gimbals? He had two of those.
Oh, DJI?
Yeah, probably DJI and then those were on tripods.
Yeah.
And then he would also, he was running around shooting stills with the other one. And then he had the field recorder in the back getting the audio. It was just this insane thing. And it was every show. And I was kind of like, well, it's Thursday. There's not even that many people at this show.
This guy was
working his ass off.
That guy had to have made at least 50% of whatever Josh Wolf made with that kind of setup.
I don't know. And I even said to Bill Lodge, who is a little, maybe a technological Luddite, right? Big Bill that works there. And I go, you know how much this gear costs that this guy's using? And he's like, I've seen it. It looks amazing. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I got to see that footage. Your setup was great too, and it really does show in the Landau stuff. I really got to tell you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's enough to where I don't feel bad. Like if somebody asks me to tape for them, I'm like, yeah, I can get behind what I'm giving you. So yeah. I'm happy.
They're getting their money's worth. Hire Zach for that too.
Comedians. If I'm out on the road, I'll come tape you.
And. What else? We talked about that. Going through my stuff here. 2026 New Year's resolutions. We're close. We got to start thinking about that now.
You know what? I'm not going to get into that right now because I do have a kind of a bit that's developing about what I think we should be focusing on each year, but it shouldn't come on New Year's. So if you guys want to see what I think on New Year's resolutions, you should come to the show this weekend.
Well, there you go. That's perfect. Perfect setup for that. We're not giving it all away on this show. No, people, you don't get it for free, but we appreciate you listening, but we want you to come out and see Zach. That's the whole point. We're here.
Come be a part of something special.
Yeah, you got to, man. And it's Friday and Saturday and, you can bring your family, right? You can bring a grandma. You could bring an adult child to see you comfortably.
I mean, if you're open with your kids, you can bring whoever you want. I don't care.
But I mean, I know. But like parents, if they had their 18-year-old kid with them, wouldn't feel too embarrassed by having a child with them, let's say.
No, I've had a lot of people come up to me actually say, like, the kids and the parents both like what I do, but from different angles.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah. 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 You have that going for you. You have the family stuff, the relationship stuff, but you also look like, a guy who a kid might be into.
Yeah. Well, when you look like a Muppet, it helps. So.
Okay. It said at the end credits that Emily styled the wardrobe for the special. Tell us about that. Cause it looked great. Amazing.
She did great. She had gotten, I think we had like 5 jacket options. And then from there we built kind of the, which we ended up just being black jeans and a black t-shirt. Yeah. And then, but that jacket really popped, especially with the shoes. Like, I kind of wanted to nod to the Lions with the color scheme. And also the Blue Room, like the Third Man Record vibe of it. And I don't know. I liked it a lot. And she did an incredible job.
No, it was really nice. It came together well, man. Very well done.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to more this weekend.
Yes, some stuff. Watch that, then come on out and see some other stuff.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. 2 shows, Friday, 2 shows, Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Get out there. Come see Zach. We love Zach. One of the good guys. Comedy, Michigan comedy. Zach Martina. Yeah, right up there. One of the big guns at this point. That's how I do it. I have a little ranking, so nobody sees it. There's a board here in the studio, yeah. And it's just you're right.
There's no video element to this podcast.
There's a board. It's all, that's it. That's what I try to do, Zach. I'm trying to control comedy from behind the scenes. That's what people think anyway.
You're Michigan comedy Illuminati.
I don't know what I am. I'm trying that. If people only knew. People must think I'm scheming and trying to hold people down and hold it. And it's like, oh, well, kind of sitting with my dogs watching wrestling. That's kind of what I'm doing. All right.
Yeah, leave the club and don't really like to think about it.
It really is that. And then I do this show, which is great because I get to talk to you. And plug these awesome shows coming up this weekend. And I'm so proud of you, man. I've seen you come from open mic to headlining to this great special. And I'm really proud. I had nothing to do with it. And yet I'm proud that I got to see the journey. That makes me feel nice.
That's very kind of you to say. And I can't say that you didn't have anything to do with it. You put me on that stage a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, some of that's me and some of that's, of course, Mark Ridley and Bill Bichart and whoever they give the pencil to that week. And but you're doing great, man. I'm so looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Thanks for talking.
Thanks, buddy. I am looking forward to it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And come to the shows.
All right, Zach. Thanks so much. We'll see you this weekend.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, dude. Bye-bye. Zach Martina, thank you so much. That's always fun. Always a good time talking to Zach. I gotta say, he's full of energy. He puts that energy into the live comedy show, and it's very good. I recommend watching his special. But like he says, there's going to be new stuff this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to that. So come out and see Zach. It's going to be a fun one. I think you can bring the family. I don't know. Maybe he didn't like when I said bring the family, but I think you can bring your family this one. It's all right. I'm not saying it's PG. It's going to be a little R-rated, but families will dig it. Adult kids, older people, you all love Zach. Tons of energy. Guy's a great performer. Come on. A couple quick things before we go. We do want to plug the next comedy classes that we got coming to the club. Of course, my advanced comedy class returns on January 10th. It's the next session of that one. If you've done a little comedy, you've done the beginner class with Bill Bichart, you want to get better, take the advanced comedy class at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. And of course, Bill has the beginner comedy classes. I think he is done for this year as well. So there'll be new ones starting up in January with Bill. So call the club at 248-542-9900 and let them know that you want to take either the beginner comedy class if you've never done comedy with Bill. If you've done a little bit of comedy or you've done that beginner class, come talk to me about comedy. Come sit in with me and let's make you a pro comic. All right. That's what we do. That's what the advanced comedy class. We try to make you a professional comic. Sound good? All right. We'll see you there. And we'll see you for Zach. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We really appreciate everybody listening. Thanks for the comments on some of the more recent shows with Tim Finkel and that. And I want to thank everybody who commented on that. And have a great holiday, folks. Go Lions. We'll catch you next week on the Comedy Castle podcast, guys. Bye-bye.